Let's continue reading verses 14 through 30 of Matthew chapter 25. Now, in these verses, we have the well-known parable of the talents. Matthew chapter 25, beginning now at verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Once again, some background notes. The parable of the talents is the 3rd parable in this section of the Olivet Discourse. Remember, the Olivet Discourse was given in answer to the disciples' questions about the future. And the Olivet Discourse is covered in Matthew chapters 24 and 25. The Olivet Discourse appears to be divided into 3 sections. And in this 2nd section, there are 3 parables, which obviously go together. We believe that all 3 are parables of the kingdom of heaven. The parable of the wise and evil servants at the end of chapter 24. The parable of the 10 virgins at the beginning of chapter 25. And the parable of the talents before us here. So all 3 parables are parables of the kingdom of heaven. Look back at verse 1 of the chapter once again. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now look at verse 14. For it is like a man traveling to a far country. Some of your translations have that. For it is like a man traveling to a far country. What's the it here? The it is the kingdom of heaven, as your other translations make clear. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country. Remember, the kingdom of heaven is the form of the kingdom now. It is Christendom. It includes the wheat and the tares, the good and the bad, the wise and the foolish, the faithful and the unfaithful. In all 3 of these parables of the kingdom, the Lord is seen as being away on a journey, but he has promised to return. He has left instructions for those who are waiting for his return. In the parable of the wise and evil servants at the end of Matthew 24, the emphasis seems to be on the attitude of the servants. In the parable of the 10 virgins, the emphasis is on the virgins being ready and prepared for the return of the bridegroom. Again, verse 13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Now here in this 3rd parable, the parable of the talents, The emphasis is on the service itself of the servants. That leads us then to our doctrine or teaching points for the parable of the talents. Doctrine point number one, faithful servants will be rewarded in the kingdom of Christ. Faithful servants will be rewarded in the kingdom of Christ. The talents in this parable were an amount of money. In fact, the talent was a considerable amount of money. In the parable, the talents represent responsibilities in the kingdom, not spiritual gifts, but responsibilities. Notice from verse 15 that the talents are given according to one's ability. That is, responsibilities in the kingdom are given according to a person's ability. Some have more ability than others and thus can handle more responsibility. Now, this is an encouraging truth, isn't it? The Lord is not going to give you responsibilities in the kingdom that you cannot handle. He knows your ability. And you can be sure that the Lord will never load you down with responsibilities that are beyond your ability. Now, that doesn't mean the service will be easy, however. But you can do it. That's the point. Whether it is in your home, the responsibilities you have there, moms and dads, or in the church, or in some ministry. The faithful servants in the parable went and traded with their talents and doubled their amount for the master. And they were rewarded for their faithful service when the master returned. The meaning should be obvious. If we are faithful in the responsibilities that the Lord has given us, we will be rewarded. Notice that both the five-talent servant and the two-talent servant received the same reward. Verse 21, his Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." That was said to the five-talent man, to the five-talent servant. Now look at verse 23. What does he say to the two-talent servant? Same thing. His Lord said to him, verse 23, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." So the servants are rewarded for their faithfulness, not the amount of success. Even though the two-talent servant only earned two talents more, his reward was the same as the five-talent servant who earned five talents more. The reward was not based on amount, but on faithfulness. Again, this should be encouraging truth for all of us. Anybody want to raise their hand here this morning and say that you're a five-talent Christian? It's great to be honest, isn't it? But we as two-talent Christians can receive the same reward if we are faithful in the responsibilities that the Lord gives us. Now, what is the reward? Notice, it is the joy of the Lord and being put in charge of many things. Now, certainly we will experience the joy of the Lord forever in heaven. But being put in charge of or ruler over many things indicates reward in the earthly kingdom of Christ as well. Believers will reign with Christ in his millennial kingdom here on this earth. And our reward then in the kingdom is determined by our faithful service now. Faithful servants will be rewarded in the kingdom of Christ. Doctrine point number two, professing servants will not enter the kingdom of Christ. Professing servants will not enter the kingdom of Christ. Now, who is the one talent servant in this parable? Does he represent an unfaithful Christian or a professing Christian, that is, an unbeliever? We believe he represents a professing Christian, even though he also was given responsibility in the kingdom. Remember, the talents in the parable do not represent spiritual gifts, but responsibilities in the kingdom given according to one's ability. Even professing Christians have abilities and take on responsibilities in the realm of Christendom. But their unfaithful performance is evidence of their false profession. Notice that the unfaithful servant has a heretical view of the master. Verse 24, then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. Heresy. And in the parable, the unfaithful servant hid the money instead of putting it in the bank in the master's name. He didn't believe the master would return. And then he thought the money would be his with no record of it being the master's. How selfish and typical of unbelieving, professing Christians. When the master returned, he condemned the unfaithful servant based on the servant's own evil testimony. And basically saying, if you knew, you know, if that was your position and that's what you believed wrongly, that I was a hard man, I reap where I did not sow, and so forth, well, then you didn't operate even on the basis of what you believed. You should have put the money in the bank where it could have been received with interest. Now, that might have been a little confusing. The Lord's not saying he's like this. He's taking this wicked servant up on the basis of his own testimony. Then the worthless slave is cast into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is not unfaithful Christians losing out on the rewards in the kingdom. No, this is the ultimate end of unbelieving, professing Christians. The destiny of unbelievers is Hades and ultimately hell. Professing servants will not enter the kingdom of Christ. Practical application from the parable of the talents. If you don't use it, you will lose it. If you don't use it, you will lose it. Verse 29. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. This is a divine principle and applies to all servants in the kingdom, both true servants and professing servants. If you are faithful in carrying out the responsibilities that the Lord gives you, you will be rewarded with more responsibilities and opportunities to serve the Lord. That's the way it works. If you are not faithful in your responsibilities in the kingdom, it may be an indication that you're not a true believer and you need to make sure of your salvation. The responsibilities of unfaithful servants will be given to faithful servants. But now even more, and even if you are a true believer, but don't do your job, you will lose that responsibility. And it will be given to someone who is faithful because someone needs to do the job. Don't lose out on your privilege and opportunity for reward. If you don't use it, you will lose it.